The large ditch in front of you is called a bioswale. The bioswale garden and narrow strip of trees between the parking lot and sidewalk form a green stormwater management system for rainwater and snowmelt runoff from the parking lot, lawn, and nearby buildings. This system uses plants, roots, small stones, and soil to slow down the flow of stormwater so that it can seep naturally into the ground instead of rushing directly into nearby Beebe Lake, where it could cause flooding, erosion, and harm to wildlife. The bioswale also improves the quality of water leaving the bioswale by filtering pollutants like oil, fertilizer, and sediments. The bioswale garden was installed in 2010 with the construction of the nearby Nevin Welcome Center. Efficient water management was an essential component for achieving the center's LEED Gold certification in green building construction and operation. Although the bioswale was created to capture and filter stormwater, it is equal in beauty to the other gardens here. It was planted with a striking mix of flowering perennials, ornamental grasses, shrubs, and trees, which provide color and textural interest throughout the seasons. Ornamental grasses have dense root masses, ideal for capturing sediments in stormwater. The primary requirement for plants in a bioswale is that they must be able to tolerate long periods of both wet and dry conditions. Plants that are better at tolerating wet feet were planted at the bottom of the ditch, while plants needing better drainage were planted higher up. Most of the plants used are native to the eastern United States. They provide habitat for small animals and attract birds and beneficial insects. Goldfinches are particularly fond of the seeds of coneflower, Echinacea purpurea. Look for the small yellow and black birds on the coneflower heads in late summer and fall. To learn more about the plants used in the bioswale, a full plant list with photos is available at the gift shop desk in the Welcome Center. The plant list can also be found at cornellbotanicgardens.org. To learn more about the Botanical Garden and Arboretum, look for signs to access other audio stops during your visit.